questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Welcome to Arab English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode, and you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic Belief, where you could get the answers to all your questions. Well, today we have Dr. Karimi, scholar of religious studies, who will help us with the answers. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Well, the question for today's episode goes for the concept that sometimes it happens to some people that they go through the verses of the Holy Book of Quran and it doesn't move them. It does not have any effect upon them. Though we know that whoever who goes to that Holy Book would feel a sort of attachment, a sort of effect that comes directly from the verses to the heart of the person who's reading them. So how do you justify that, and what's the problem with those people?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The same question sometimes is asked about other acts of worship as well. Many people ask and say that we say the prayers, salat, but we do not enjoy that, and we do not see any effect on us.
We don't feel anything.
We do not feel anything. First of all, the first point is that I believe that we cannot claim that there is no effect. I mean, automatically speaking, there might be and there must be some spiritual effects, but we are not able to understand, and at least we will be rewarded.
Exactly.
I mean, by reciting the verses, by saying the prayer, at least there is a kind of reward in the hereafter, and this is a big effect, at least. But spiritually speaking, what are some of the impediments for us feeling that we are not affected by the verses of the Quran or by saying the prayers? There are a couple of points. First of all is the lack of knowledge and understanding. So when it comes to the verses of the Quran, sometimes me as an ordinary person who does not know anything about Arabic language recite the Quran, and sometimes Imam Ali alayhi salam is reciting the Quran with all those vast knowledges and everything. So
there must be a difference.
And when it comes to us human beings, I mean fallible human beings, the first point is that is it only reading the Quran like a parrot without, I mean, paying attention to the meaning? If this is the case, we cannot expect those verses to have any effect on us. So the first point is that when we recite the Quran, at least we need to read. If we are not familiar with Arabic language, we need to read the translation as well. Of course, no translation can
do the right to the Arabic
version. Give the exact message. But anyway, it's better than just reading the Arabic sentences without understanding anything. So the more we understand the verses of the Quran, the more we would be affected by it. And that is why we see that when we read the stories of some of the, not only the infallibles, even our great scholars, I mean the mystics, the men of spirituality, sometimes when they recited even one verse of the Quran, they went unconscious or they cried a lot.
Exactly, yes.
So it means that there is a big difference if you just read the Quran without understanding, or you just ponder over the meaning and message of the verse. So
the first point is to do it with full awareness.
Exactly. And when it comes to, I mean, Salat and Fatihatul Kitab, if we really understand Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the fact that Allah is Rahman, what is Rahman, what is Rahim, what is the difference between the two, the fact that God is Maliki Yawmuddin, he's the sovereign on the Day of Judgment. So I mean, even on a daily basis, when we are saying the prayers, if we pay attention to the real messages of the verses, then for sure no one can claim that it will not change and we will not be affected by the verses. So it might be a practical tip for the people that instead of reading a lot of verses without understanding, just exactly. choose to read one verse or a couple of verses. And during the day, when they recite the verse, they just ponder over the verses.
Go between the lines.
Yeah. And during the day, they may go back and think about the same verse. I mean, for 1 month, we may just think about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So that needs practice. So if we do not feel that we are not affected, it is because of the fact that we are just reading. And the more knowledge...
We're doing it as a duty, not exactly. as something that we love.
That's the point. And the more we have we increase our knowledge regarding the verses, the more effect we will receive from that.
Yeah.
We know that the messages of the Quran are not going to be finished, and that is why always the scholars of interpretation of the Quran are
updating their knowledge
exactly, and
their
reaching
concept
to
that they
new
get
points
from the
regarding the Noble Book of Quran. So that's the first point. The next point is about some kind of liveliness and vitality when it comes to all acts of worship. So especially when it comes to the recommended deeds, we are highly recommended to do them when we feel like that. Not at the time that we do not feel like that.
When
we are tired. Of course, when it comes to the obligations, at the end of the day, we need to say our 5 daily prayers.
But do it at a time that you are fully aware that you're going with your soul to do that.
Exactly.
Not just doing it.
And interestingly, Imam Hadi alayhi salam says that, and it's been mentioned by other imams as well, that your hearts have, if I may paraphrase it, good time and, bad time. Sometimes you do not feel like doing a recommended actions. I mean, you see sometimes people are too tired, but at the kind of habit, they just try to see some supplications and pray, and they do not enjoy it at all. They just read some phrases. It's not recommended. And Imam Ali al-Salam says that when you feel that your heart, your mind is not present, is not helping you for doing a recommended action, just leave it.
And so we should provide a mood for those
exactly.
jobs to do.
So the same is true about reciting the Quran. I mean, imagine reciting the Quran early in the morning or late at night when you're so tired. For sure, there would be much difference in terms of affecting our soul.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Now, the third point is what we call it mammonism and worldliness. It's been mentioned in the narrations that if you really want to be affected by all the acts of worship, including reciting the Quran, then one of the great barriers and impediments is getting attached to this world. So this is, and of course, there are some practical ways to be away from that. Like, for all the people, it's, encouraged to have a kind of plan for paying charity. We have the obligations of homes and zakat, but we shouldn't, many people should not do that either. But anyway, beside that, we need to get used to helping the poor people, giving charity, not to get attached to this world. From time to time, we need to pay attention to this duty as well.
So the other point is attachment to this world.
It's as a kind of barrier.
Yes,
we should
as
be
a kind
away
of barrier that impede in the way of getting close and
definitely.
Having affections.
The other point mentioned in the narrations is what we call it forbidden food. Meaning that when you consume a food which is bought through an illegal income, it has a very negative consequences on your heart, on your spiritual mind.
The curtains will fall on your eyes, and then you no longer would
the
effects from the polygon.
If your income is haram, is earned through illegal ways, it could be through different ways, like, deceiving the people, like usury, for example, or many other ways, then you cannot expect your heart to be, spiritually speaking, affected by reciting the verses of the Noble Book of Quran. And especially for parents, not only they are, affecting their own life, they are affecting the life of their children as well. So this is another point that we need to take care of. And
So up until now, if I give you a summary of the reasons why we do not feel anything from the rituals that we do or from the holy book that we study, from the verses, one of them was having attachment to this world, so much of attachment, so much of busyness. We go to pray or go to read that holy book with so much on our head. Another point was the haram foods, or the what we call as forbidden foods, that get into our stomach, and then they would draw the curtains over our eyes, and we no longer understand the books that we read, the holy book that we read, or the prayers that we do. And also, we talked about having the spirit to read the holy book or to do our prayers. So we shouldn't go there while we're tired and we do not have the mood for it, because it's not important to just do it as a duty. It's important to get something from it. So do it while you are lively and you have the spirit for it.
Yeah, just to share one more practical point, of course, a general point for all acts of worship, and the same is true about reciting the Quran, being away from the, vain desires. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that a person who is following his or her vain desires, then how they expect to taste the, pleasure of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very practical in our, time and era that, we have no control over our eyes. We may see everything, including the forbidden scenes. We may have no control over our ears. We may listen to everything, including, haram music or people backbiting. So then we expect the same ears to be affected by it, listening to the Noble Book of Quran. We do and commit a lot of sins with our tongue, like lying, bothering other people, oppressing the people, insulting, using foul language. And then we expect the same tongue that when it recites the Quran, then we
and to get affected by the book.
So it's not practical. It's not possible. So if we want to be, having a big picture, if you want to be affected, then it requires all your bodies to be ready for receiving that spiritual effect. We need to be away from any kind of scene, especially those scenes regarding our vain desires, if we really want to enjoy all the acts of worship, including salat, prayer, including reciting the Quran. And again, it's not going to happen overnight if you're not...
We need to practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So also... we got another point, another reason for that, which was about the fact that we should control all our body and we shouldn't go for the holy book with a dirty heart and expect ourselves to get the meanings and to get affected by the holy book of Quran or the verses or even praying. And also we mentioned something about the meaning. We should go deep into the meaning of the book that we're reading. It's not just an ordinary book, so we should... have an understanding of the words that have been mentioned in there. So, dear listeners, this is all the time that we've got for today's episode. Thank you for listening.
لعلي وحسين وحسن الآن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن